future fight against COVID. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A White House summit on pandemic preparedness as the latest COVID surge continues.
Right now, it's even getting more complicating because if you look at the SARS-CoV-2 family tree, we now have sublineages of sublineages.
Top advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the existing vaccines have helped prevent millions of deaths and hospitalizations, but scientists are working on next generation COVID shots aimed at helping to fight variants and reduce transmission. The president continues to improve in his bout with COVID.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor says President Biden's symptoms have now almost completely resolved, and he has completed a five-day course of the antiviral drug Paxlovid. In a statement, the president's physician says the president feels well enough to resume his physical exercise regimen. The president will continue isolating today as his day five. That's the timeline recommended to isolate by the CDC. President Biden has been working from the White House residence. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A bill aimed at boosting the U.S. semiconductor industry clears a key hurdle in the U.S. Senate, advancing with bipartisan support and heading to a final Senate vote later this week.
It's a major step for our economic security, our national security, our supply chains, and in fact, for America's future.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer just before the vote. That bill includes billions in grants and other incentives and authorizes some $200 billion to enhance scientific research. A jacket worn by astronaut Buzz Aldrin on the Apollo 11 moon landing mission has just set a new world record for any space-flown artifact, $2.25 million, auctioned as part of an Aldrin exhibit in New York City. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Record rainfall causing widespread flash flooding in the St. Louis area.
7+ inches of rain overnight across parts of Missouri and beating a 100-year rainfall record with road closures across St. Louis and water rescues happening.
We had the flash flood warnings that came in and then it just came through and don't know exactly how we can get it all out. We're just going to wait for time.
Officer Mike Barron, Frontenac PD in suburban St. Louis and the Missouri Highway Patrol also asking drivers to avoid many interstates with reports of multiple submerged vehicles. Showers and storms are expected through Thursday across the area before St. Louis dries out into the weekend. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Some areas getting up to 11 inches of rain. Progress in California, where crews continue to battle a forest fire that's forced thousands from their homes near Yosemite National Park, destroying more than 40 homes and other structures, more than 28 square miles charred. But the fire is now more than one quarter contained. The cause remains under investigation. A job opening with a sweet salary for someone who really loves candy.
Online candy retailer Candy Funhouse is looking for a chief candy officer. For some, the chance to taste more than 3,500 products each month is compensation enough, but there is a paycheck involved. Nearly $80,000 a year in U.S. dollars. Applicants must be at least 5 years old, live in North America, be free of food allergies, and be fluent in English. The CCO would help select the candy they sell on their website, which currently lists a plethora of snacks and drinks from blueberry blueberry muffin-flavored Kit Kats to teriyaki-flavored Lay's chips and dark berry Dr. Pepper. The deadline for applications is August 31st. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are sliding on the eve of the Fed's latest move to cool inflation. Right now, the Dow's down 95 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.